You're listening to FMGRadio.com.
Welcome to the Penelope Cox Show, the educator connector who's improving lives by connecting you to the premier educators teaching digital marketing today. And now, here's your host, Penelope Cox.
Hello, welcome to the show. Thanks so much for joining us. I'm your host, Penelope Cox. Our guest today is Ed Taylor, known to many in the industry as Santa Ed Taylor. But he's not only known as Santa, he's also a nationally recognized, very sought-after internet marketing speaker, having delivered over 1,500 presentations, at least that's the last figure I saw. But he's also an internet marketing coach, which is why I wanted to bring him onto the show today to introduce you, the audience, to Ed Taylor, because he helps the small business owners get top Google rankings. He also helps them leverage their social marketing, also helps to improve their website conversions. And to date, Ed Taylor's been directly responsible for more than $1 billion in increased revenue for his clients. But he's been doing this since 1995, and he's worked with hundreds of clients. So he does know what works, and he does know what doesn't work. And again, that's why I wanted to invite him onto the show, so that you, the audience, could get to know Ed Taylor if you haven't already. Because he does produce results for his clients, and that's my definition of being a premier educator, which is what the show's all about. It's about connecting you, the audience, to the best of the best. But Ed, the most often asked initial question I think almost everyone has once they decide to incorporate digital marketing into their business is, where do I begin? And I know that that was my biggest challenge. Where do I start first? So I think the audience would probably benefit most if we just talk about the process that your clients are going through in terms of your coaching program and how you help them to increase their business revenue. So my first question coming to you is, in regards to your coaching program, where does a client begin? Where do they actually start? What's that beginning phase for them in terms of your coaching?
Penelope, well, first, thank you. I just appreciate being on your program. I'm excited to be here. And you're absolutely right. That is the first question. I mean, I hear it all of the time. It's, where do I start? And people today, they have so many things put at them. You know, small business people, they, you know, should I be getting on Facebook? Should I be on LinkedIn? Should I do more email? Should I, you know, they have Pinterest now, which is the big buzz. And, you know, it's all of these things, in addition to all the other things, like, you know, Google rankings, of course, and pay-per-click advertising. So that is, you're absolutely right. That is the first question. And where I start with all of my coaching clients, I even have a little free e-course that I offer from my website, and I start in that course in the same place, and it's what I call a SWOT analysis. SWOT is S-W-O-T, and the acronym stands for Strengths, Weaknesses, Opportunities, and Threats. So what I do is I train my clients, one, and I also personally, with my coaching clients, I step back and I look at their entire internet marketing package, whatever it is they're doing, all of the channels, everything that they're doing as it relates to the internet, and I try to identify, what are their strengths? You know, say, and I look at it and I say, okay, well, their strengths might be that they have a great reputation, they have a unique product at a very good price, or whatever. I identify the things that differentiate them from their competition. The next step is I look for the weaknesses. So the weakness might be something like an example that I run across from time to time is maybe they're not ranking well on Google. So all their keywords, they just don't show up on their keywords. They've never implemented a successful search engine optimization campaign. So that I might look at as a weakness. I might also, when I jump over to the opportunity part of the analysis, I might say there's a huge opportunity there. If we can gain more search engine rankings, that would help. I might also look at something like email marketing. That maybe they've been in business a long time, and maybe they have a customer list or some kind of a list of people who like them, but they've never really emailed to them very successfully. They've never really developed a relationship with those people. So we might have an opportunity there. And then, of course, there's many, many strengths, many, many weaknesses, many, many opportunities, and there are typically a few threats. And a threat might be, and we see this a lot when we're working on search engine optimization, is people who have hired or just inadvertently made mistakes or maybe intentionally made, tried to implement search engine optimization tactics which are against the Google guidelines. And when Google finds out about those things, the site will be penalized, and sometimes very dramatically. So what we want to do is evaluate the site, make sure none of those tactics have been implemented either intentionally or inadvertently, and get those corrected before the site is penalized, or if the site's already been penalized, to get that removed so we can regain the ranking. So I always start with the SWOT analysis. And what it does is it allows me to kind of prioritize the process. So we look at and say, in my mind, and again, I'm a small business guy and I work with small business people all the time. So we're always looking for that low-hanging fruit, right? Those incremental opportunities where a little bit of effort, a little bit of focus can produce a windfall. So we're looking for those little trigger points that we can leverage. So that's where I start.
Now, and you're not just working with that business owner one-on-one. You incorporate there, and if they have a team, you're also bringing those people onto the calls. Isn't that also true?
Sure. What I do, our clients are typically small business owners. Everybody from a solopreneur, to a small little home-based business, to a company that might be doing a few million dollars a year in revenue. Maybe they have a handful of employees, 10 or 15 employees. Those are the people that I tend to work with most of the time. And oftentimes they have like a webmaster. Sometimes they have an in-house person that's doing some of their internal marketing. And what I do in the coaching process is I bring these people in. We use GoToMeeting, the GoToMeeting software. And we'll get people on the call so that everybody that's involved in the project has an ability to participate, but they also clearly hear and understand the instructions that we're trying to do, the direction that we're trying to move people toward. And then what I do and my team does is we'll go back and evaluate. So if we say we're working on search engine optimization, for an example, and we give some very specific instructions to the webmaster, we want these keywords implemented into the heading tags and title tags, and we want it done in this way, and then we'll get the webmaster to commit to a time that they can have that done within, and then we check in 3 days or whatever and make sure it was all done and all done properly. So the ability to collaborate and the ability to verify is a really important part of this process. With every kind of a coaching program that I'm familiar with, right? Yeah. You try to identify some very specific to-dos. You put a timeline to get them done, and then you make sure they were done and done properly. And then, of course, and this is the beauty of internet marketing, is that you verify. So in 6 weeks or 2 weeks or whatever, we can see, hey, how's this working? Do we have better Google rankings on these keywords? So everything becomes very trackable, which is so exciting and so empowering, and it really helps just save money for small business people. I mean, if somebody's paying attention, and most of my clients are busy doing what they're doing. I have guys that run tire stores. They're not internet guys. They're mechanics. Sure. They're tire store guys. But they don't want to be foolish with their money. They want to make sure that if they're spending some time and money that it's working. And somebody has to step back and say, hey, look at this. We now have Google rankings on these 12 additional keywords, and look at the analytics. It generated an extra 150 visitors to your site. So by doing that, we can identify things that where we're spending time and money that's effective, and places where we're spending time and money that aren't effective. And oftentimes, you know, these online yellow pages and other online directories that people have been kind of in the habit of paying money for every month or every year. And then we look at the analytics and we say, look, nobody's coming to your website as a result of that. So let's cut that expenditure and reallocate those dollars somewhere else where we can really have a bottom line impact on your business. So it's a very different way of dealing with your internet marketing as opposed to, you know, reading a book or having a consultant or learning at a seminar, you know, that you're going to go implement these things and you go back and you do it or you don't do it. You know, and that's a just a one-step process, but the coaching allows monitoring and improvement over time, which is a huge distinction.
Well, you really got into the prioritization, and when I read about that on your site, you do address the prioritization, and on your site you talked about prioritizing tactics can help increase website results. So it sounds like a natural part of your coaching program to help prioritize business owners and the marketing efforts, because that is one reason, I think, for potentially failure for someone not to really understand where to start and how to prioritize. It sounds like that's what you're helping the business owners with.
Right, exactly. Well, that's the purpose for the SWOT analysis. So if we look at it and we go through and say, what are this company's greatest strengths? And we look at it and say, well, the greatest strength is this, that, or the other thing. The greatest strength is their customer base. They have incredibly good customers, a great reputation. Then we look at it and say, but this isn't presented anywhere in their website. This isn't featured anywhere in their social marketing. So their greatest strength is buried under the what they do, under their product description. You know, so there are opportunities that become very apparent when you look at the whole project through this SWOT lens, through this lens of what are their strengths, what are their weaknesses, what are their opportunities, and where are the threats. And then by pinpointing these areas that you can make a slight change, a little change, and have a huge difference in results, a huge impact on, like I said, Google rankings or website conversions. That's where you create that prioritization. The way I see myself in my role in all this is I'm a simplifier. So and I've been, it's a funny word, but I found myself from the earliest days when I was in elementary school, some of the learning came a little difficult to me. And I found that the teachers, they were just, kind of getting lost in all the minutiae and all the details. So what I did is I developed kind of a knack to simplify things. You know, I said, what are the critical few issues here that she's really talking about? What are the key points? And I became really good at that over time. And it just became the way that I was best able to learn. And now, as my career has evolved over all these years, I've really identified that's one of the major strengths that I have. So I can look at the very complex world of, say, of search engine optimization or website conversion elements, and then I can say, what are the critical few? What are the few things that if we just implement these things, they will have they'll make the lion's share, they'd be the tipping point to improve results. And by identifying the critical few, and then in very simple, plain English terms, telling my small business clients exactly what they need to do, so they get, like you said earlier, that prioritization list. So I say, do this, do this, do this, do this. It's so empowering. It's so stress relieving for the business owner to say, okay, I get it. You see, all he wants me to do is do this, 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 and this. You know, you can just almost get a sense of relief, I mean, it's like, I can do that, In my case, that's what I really try to deliver to the coaching program, that
whole
concept.
And that's what I think is one of the characteristics of a person or an educator who is good, and that's that person that knows the material so well, they have finally figured out how to simplify it, how to truly teach it, and how to truly get it across, and as a result, get results. Hey, Ed, we're going to take a quick break, And when we return, what I'd like to ask is a simple question that maybe some people may have, and that is, when's the right time for me to be getting into a coaching program? When's the right time for me to start investing, do we want to use that word, into coaching so that I can further my education for internet marketing? We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the FMG Radio Network, where our motto is have fun, make money, do good. We provide platforms to individuals who have a cause, message, or information that they would like to share with the world. If you'd like to join the FMG family and have your own radio show, please call us at 1-800-470-4982. That's 1-800-470-4982. We look forward to hearing from you.
Welcome back. We're with our guest, Ed Taylor, Santa Ed Taylor, as he's known. And so, when is the right time for someone to invest in a coach for their marketing needs?
You know, that's a great question. And here's been my experience. Most of the people who come to us, you know, they hear me speaking on a teleconference, or they see me at a seminar somewhere, or they just find me on the internet, or whatever, however they come to me. Typically, when there's enough pain, they get more proactive trying to seek me out, right? So if they've invested a lot of money or a lot of time, or they've had a lot of frustration and they're not getting the results they anticipated, then they are very ready to find me. Unfortunately, what happens is they've already spent the time, spent the money, experienced the frustration, you know, wasted time, you know, they've been so certainly if that's your place, if that's where you are, the time is right now. But the reality of it is, if I could just identify the perfect world, you want to bring all this into play at the very beginning. If I were able to sit down with, and I'm able to do this from time to time, where people connect with me first, or they're developing maybe a new project or a new website, and they say, look, I want to make sure that all of these marketing elements are properly implemented from the ground up. That is ideal, because then we don't have to go back and undo things. We didn't waste that other time and money doing something only to go back and change it later. And specifically what I'm talking about, if we're involved in a new website project, one of the first things I want to do is identify the 100 or 150 keywords that people will Google on trying to find this product or service. And then what I want to do before we do anything else, before we design a website, before we do anything, I want to say, how are we going to rank well on these keywords? So that'll dictate the content of the site that we need to do. Today, Google's not looking at just the keywords in a meta tag. Google's looking at the actual content of the site and the navigational structure of the site. So if we know these keywords in advance, we can lay out a site map, a site design that will a schematic for the site, the content elements of the site that will allow us to be found on these critical keywords. Then the next piece that I come up with is, what action do we want people to take? If we get your perfect customer to your website, what do you want them to do? They say, well, I want them to buy my stuff. And then you look at it and say, well, are they going to do that? Is that really a logical first step, or should we get them to opt into an email list and then nurture a relationship and expect that they will buy over time? Do you want them to become a lead before they become a customer? You know, so we really, if we think strategically about what's the first step that we want people to take when they engage with our website. See, that's huge, and so many of our people get that wrong. They just, you know, they don't really understand strategically what it is that would make the best first step with a new potential customer, prospective customer coming to your website. So by bringing all of these, and there's so much more, but by bringing all of these elements together before the site is developed, you can save a lot of time and effort and money, and most importantly probably is frustration. You know, so the ideal time is at the starting point, but the right time is kind of any time that your website's not producing the results you want. And I say the word website, but it's not just website. Today, internet marketing is so much more than just your website. Of course, it's all your social marketing, you know, what you're doing on Facebook, what you're doing on LinkedIn, what you're doing on Twitter, you know, what your social reputation is like on Yelp or on Google Places, all of those things have a dramatic impact on your business. And all of those are digital. Mm-hmm. All of those are online. So we have to go and look at all those. And the most powerful element of online marketing is still, has always been and is still, email marketing. I mean, if you aren't effectively using email to nurture relationships and to develop customers, you're missing a huge opportunity.
So much value. One thing that you talked about was for people to understand the importance of implementing a strong SEO program before they even start spending time on social networking. And I've been very guilty of that. And I have to assume that millions of other people are too. They start hopping on to the social networks before they even comprehend where they are from an SEO standpoint. And that being so crucial, and you talked about understanding your conversion ratio on your website before you even start getting into the traffic building. So important for your students, your clients, your business owners to understand that. Can you talk a little bit more about then what might they expect in terms of action items? What might be some of those action items that they might be asked to do?
Well, sure. You know, and you mentioned my website. Let me add some clarity to that. In 1995, I created a company called the Internet Marketing Group, and that's at internetmarketinggroup.com. And that's kind of was my flagship business and website. I've been doing that for a long time now, since 95. I also have a website called edtaylor.com, and that's for my speaking. I do a lot of professional speaking at conferences and so forth around the country. And that's like I say, that's more about my speaking rates and what I speak on and those sorts of things. But today, the site that I think you're referring to is my IMG, again, for Internet Marketing Group, IMGmembers.com. And that site is where I have a huge amount of resources. I have the tools that I use and recommend there. I have my free tips, which is essentially my blog posts. I blog usually two or three or four times a week with a hot tip. You know, and I don't want to overwhelm people with hot tips, but I do want to make people aware of tools that they might find useful and helpful. And then I have a free e-course on that site where people can go and actually go through a three-stage video-based e-course that we talk about the SWOT analysis and the initial steps. So when you start talking about these action items, and maybe a good way for me to explain this is in my own personal experience. So my case, and talking about, for example, my website, IMG Members, one of the action items that I want people to do on there, one of my call to action, if you will, is I want them to sign up for my free e-course. You know, that's what I want people to do. Well, what would happen if I came to you came to me, Penelope, and you said, well, Ed, I have this website, and, you know, what should I do? What can I do to improve my results? Well, the first thing I'm going to ask you about is, what is your call to action? What do you want people to do who visit your website? And you might say, well, I want them to do something. You know, here's what I hear a lot is, well, I don't really know. I want them to call me, you know. And I might say, well, Penelope, how about this? Why don't we develop a free e-course? Why don't we develop something that you can provide to your listeners that will give them value, that how to implement, how to best, you know, implement the information you provide or whatever. And whatever it is that we brainstorm up, then I would, you know, suggest that you create it and walk through the process of how to create that and how other people have done it successfully and so forth. But so the to-dos, again, depending on what's revealed in our SWOT analysis, the to-dos are going to be, you know, come up with this concept, this what I call a pull component. One of the things that's so important about internet marketing is the social nature of it, and it's especially true today with the social media, Facebook and the like, but it's always been true to an extent, and that is that if there was something that you liked on a website, you would tell your friends. You would pop an email and say, hey, you ought to check this out. Right, it's so easy to do word of mouth advertising online. Well, what happens is when you have a an element of your website that your visitors and friends tell their friends about, that builds your traffic. It builds your value. And something like a free e-course or a free white paper or a free report, they tend to get this viral play. They get this word of mouth expansion out throughout the internet. So one of the things that I talk about with all my clients is, what can we add to your website to pull visitors to your website? So that's usually a starting point. You know, I usually recognize that a lot of our small business clients don't have anything that's so compelling and so engaging that it pulls visitors. By the way, when you have a pull component, like I might tell you, I might say, and this is the way I would use a pull component with a client, and I'll use it the same way with myself right now. And I might say, Penelope, you know, I appreciate being on your program today, and I hope your listeners are getting a lot of value. And one of the things that we're talking about are some of these strategies and tips, but in our 30 or 35 or 40 minutes that we have together, we don't have time to talk about all of the things that they can do to increase their business. What I've done is at imgmembers.com is I've created this free video e-course that actually has 18 specific tips, and these are prioritized so that so that your listeners can go learn exactly what they ought to do to increase and improve their internet marketing. 100% free. There's no sales pitch. All it is the good learning material. And as a bonus, as when they start the program, they get to be self-guided in this SWOT analysis process that I've been talking about, so that they can learn exactly how to identify their strengths, their weaknesses, their opportunities, and their threats. But the idea is, strategically, how do you identify something that would be unique and compelling and interesting, so that when people heard about it, they'd say, oh yeah, I definitely want to go get that free report, that free white paper, that free e-course like I just talked about. So that's a huge starting point for a lot of small businesses.
In terms of your coaching program, do you also get into target audience or competitive analysis, maybe even the product analysis, pricing, any of that kind of stuff?
Yeah, we have to. I mean, you know, I look at this. I've been a marketing guy for a long, long time. You know, for many, many years, I've been a sales and marketing person, and a small business owner for many of those years. But a lot of people may not know, but before I got involved in all this internet stuff, I owned my own business, which was a seminar promotion company down in San Diego, and I promoted seminars for the most popular, well-known speakers and trainers of the day. Tony Robbins was a big client of mine for many years and became a good friend, and Brian Tracy and Dennis Waitley and Jim Rohn and Tom Hopkins and all these guys were my clients for many years. So I'm very, very familiar with marketing different people, different companies, different benefits. And so one of the things that I certainly recognize when I'm working with a dentist or I'm working with a tire store, like I mentioned, or a small contractor, it's like, what can we do with this business to differentiate their product, to present them to the market in a way that is going to separate them from their competitors? And that becomes a very important part of this entire process. And today, we're judged by our website. Well, the fact of the matter is, in many cases, for many businesses, we're actually judged before people get to our website. If you're going to a restaurant, and my wife and I, we do this all the time. We travel a fair amount, and we have iPhones, both of us. My daughter has an iPhone, and she's oftentimes with us. And I remember not long ago, we were here in Southern California, and we're driving into a new area. My daughter pulls out her iPhone, and she is identifying the restaurants as we're going down the street and looking reviews at different restaurants. And then we make a determination of where we're going to eat based on the reviews that are coming up on Yelp or whatever app that she was using. But that's what's happening today. You know, small businesses are being evaluated early, early on in the process, and people decide, hey, I don't even want to go to the website. Or if they go to the website, they make a judgment within a few seconds as to whether or not they want to look deeper into the website, if they want to look closer. So these elements, these are what I call marketing elements of reputation management, the marketing elements of your website, what we call conversion elements. Those are essential. And so often, the people who develop websites and small business owners, they don't understand the full ramifications of this information. So a webmaster or a website designer, they might do something that looks very beautiful and it looks very, you know, it's very, presents the company well, has all the right information in it, or at least all the information that describes the product and describes the about the company and all that. But from a marketing standpoint, there was no real compelling content. There's no real compelling call to action. And so the marketing elements are missing. Or another one that we see a lot is where the telephone number in the website is not text. It's a image. It's incorporated into the header. And the bottom line of it is that it's not clickable from a mobile device. So when people look on their iPhone, they want to call you. It's not apparent how to easily do that. And, of course, today's more marketing-savvy websites would have the phone number in text where it would be very clickable. So if somebody, you know, gets to your website from their iPhone or Android or whatever, then they say, okay, I want to call them, click, and the number dials. Well, again, that's a marketing element. And if you're, you know, a web designer or somebody has to come to the table and say, these are the marketing elements that we want incorporated into our site.
One of the tips that you had on how to make your website mobile friendly, which is invaluable information now that we're all starting to pick up that aspect of marketing. Do you ever get into evaluating a business owner's team?
I do. You know, I won't say that I do that as a part of our standard service, but as I start dealing with people, it's hard to not evaluate at some level. Like I've had more than a few conversations with people about their webmaster and saying, look, you know, we just gave them 20 minutes worth of work and it takes 3 days to get it done. That doesn't work for me. You know, I mean, I need a webmaster that can be more responsive. And if this guy isn't that, let's find one who is. And often let's look at liberating yourself from a webmaster altogether. Let's put together a new website in a WordPress or some kind of another type of a site that has more user friendliness for a small business owner, where they can go modify their own content, their own, you know, SEO elements, and just be liberated from the webmaster entirely. But so that's the area where I occasionally run into to frustration with the team. Not so much with the other team members. I mean, so we might get to have a marketing guy in the loop, and you know, but normally I don't get too judgmental on those kinds of people unless I see something that's really, you know, flagrant, you know, a real problem. But in most cases, I that doesn't come up, and I'm not really asked to evaluate the personnel involved. I come up with very, very simple, effective things to do. I want to get them implemented, and somebody needs to get them implemented, and I want to check to make sure it was done. If they don't get it done, then the business owner knows about it.
So what type of time investment is the business owner looking at in terms of time investment in terms of the coaching program? Obviously, it depends upon where they are in terms of their development, but getting leads coming in, maybe getting some profits coming in, what kind of time investment do you see your students going through?
Well, you know, that really, like you said, it really depends on where they are now. For me, what I ask, the way our program works, is I want an hour a week with the client personally, me and them, or me and their team, but I want an hour a week for the first month. So we have 4 weeks where we're really getting into it. We're doing all of our initial analysis. We're identifying all the keywords. We're running search engine position reports. So we're really identifying, again, the strengths and weaknesses and opportunities and threats. And we have this accelerated start in the first month, and from there, what we oftentimes we can see a dramatic increase in traffic, and or a dramatic increase in website conversions by making just a few changes very, very quickly. And you know, I've been doing this for a long time, and I'm a simplifier, so I can look at something and say, look, you need a bigger call to action, or you need a call to action on your homepage to get people to opt into your email list. And people, oh, I didn't even think of that, you know. So we have these little light bulbs go off. We make a couple little changes, and you know, things change dramatically very quickly. Oftentimes, not all the time, you know, other people, they have pretty dialed in, you know, and we're making more refined changes. But my time what I ask for from the client is an hour a week for the first month and then an hour a month thereafter. And then I suggest that they're going to, in most cases, need another hour or two a week during the first month that they or somebody on their team can do the to-do items, which are oftentimes it's writing new content for the website. It's getting an email program implemented or writing content for an email program. You know, it's those kinds of to-dos. And we, again, you know, it all varies on the project, of course, but that's the basic kind of a time commitment. And then on an ongoing basis, once we get on the other side of the first month, where we've made a lot of real quick changes, then again, depending on the business, but my involvement's an hour a month. I usually talk to the client, say, I need, you know, if you have it in your ability to spend an hour or so a week on your internet marketing, and that might be writing blog posts or writing emails or adding search engine optimized content to your site or being more active in social media. You know, we identify very specifically mm-hmm. what to do. You know, if you think in terms of an hour a week, for most small businesses, if they're doing the right things for that hour a week, it can have a very dramatic impact in their business in pretty short period of time. You know, and the other thing, and kind of mm-hmm. glossed over this earlier, but I want to go back to it because mm-hmm. I think it's so important, is today, one of the things that we know is most people get to most websites most of the time from Google, not Correct. From Facebook, right? And so we have all these social media that are so popular and it's all the buzz, and you pick up any magazine or any newsletter or anything, it's all about all the social media, and it's terrific, and I'm a big social media guy. I have thousands of followers yes. on Facebook and LinkedIn and all that, and Twitter. I do all that stuff, but foundationally the starting point is mm-hmm. Google. You know, you have to get found when your customers are looking for you. And so that, you know, don't get sucked into spending your time and money and effort doing all this stuff that you should do, but you should do it well after all these other things are implemented. Get your search engine optimization together. Get your website conversion clarified. What action do you want people to take? And then are they taking it? Are they opting into your newsletter? Are they calling you? Are they buying your product? If they're not doing those things, work on the conversion elements of your website. Get those, you know, get your visitor to take those actions at a reasonable percentage, a reasonable ratio. And the reasonable might be 3% or 4% or 5% or 6% or mm-hmm. 8%, 9%, 10%. But you can say, okay, we had 100 visitors to our website and nobody opted into my email list. That's the action I want them to take, is to opt mm-hmm. in. Nobody did it. We had 100 people come the next day or the next week, nobody did it again. You have a problem. Your problem isn't getting more visitors to your website. Your problem is getting those visitors who get to your website to take the action you want them to take. So what can we do to present your offer in a way that's more compelling? Should we add a video? Should we reword it? Should we put a different headline? You know, should we have a different action? Are we asking them to do something that is a bit too big for the first step? So those things are crucial. Those things are essential for small business to be paying attention to, and then make sure that they put their efforts in the right place.
That's a beautiful recap to what you call the essential first steps to internet marketing success. So thank you for that recap, and I'm certain that people now understand the value of SEO over the social networking initially. One last question. You also kind of touched on this, but if you have anything else to add to it, once they've gone through the program and perhaps they've got a core foundation set up, maybe they've got their site or their blog set up, they're doing some marketing, some leads, maybe some profits, but profits coming in. Now what do they do? And you talked about this, but what about the maintenance to all of this or the follow-up to all of this so that they can continue to either maintain or to continue to expand their online presence? What's the maintenance to all this stuff?
Yeah, that's a great point, a great question. Here's the way I see it, the continuum from my perspective, is we don't want to put all this effort in the first month to improve your conversion ratio and get more visitors coming and, you know, all that kind of stuff. I mean, and then not follow up. You know, we don't want to do it, then let it, you know, kind of backslide over the next few months and lose everything that we just gained. So the way my system is set up is we have this initial, what I call the fast start, the first month where we're putting all this effort in, doing all these changes, and implementing all this stuff. Then we have a monthly follow-up, like I mentioned earlier, where I'm still in connection with the client regularly on a monthly basis, monitoring all the results. But then after there's a point where, okay, we have it together. You know, again, this is a coaching program. So my clients, with any luck at all, they're learning how to do this stuff. So they don't, you know, I kind of work myself out of a job in a way. And that's my goal, is I don't want you to need me at that level every single month. So after 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 months, depending on you know what all we need to work on, then we put you into a maintenance program that you still have access to all of our membership site information. You have access to my monthly training programs that I provide via a webinar, but you don't need me to be on the phone with you each and every month, or you and your team. And so we have that. That's at a lower cost, and that's our ongoing maintenance. So we're still paying attention, and if you have a question, you can contact me, and we bill you separately for that. So you have me on your team, but you don't have the fixed monthly expense every month and the commitment to have that conversation with me every month. So those are the three steps, the way I see it. And the monthly, the ongoing monthly, is very, all this is very, very affordable with our little system. And if Google changes their algorithm, or if a competitor does something that where they've hired an SEO company and boosts you out of the rankings, or we see something dramatically change on Facebook or LinkedIn or whatever, then we're right on board. And we're gonna call you up and, you know, or pop you an email and say, hey, Penelope, you know, we have had a you know, something happened here, and we need to reignite our one-on-one time a little bit. You know, we have to get your social marketing kicked up a little bit, and this is why, you know. And then we'll kind of bring you back into a kind of a little quick fix and make sure that you get everything implemented, and then put you back into the maintenance program. But so that's the way I've structured this. And, you know, I've been an internet marketing speaker for, like I say, since 95. And for a long time, you know, I'd get up in front of a room and, you know, speaking at big conferences. I've spoken at many Harv Eker conferences, if you're familiar with T. Harv Eker. We have 1,500 or 2,000 people in the audience. And at the end, the people all go to the back of the room and they buy my CDs and they buy all the stuff that I have. And that's all great. And it's fun. And, you know, you get all the accolades and all the neat things that come from that. But my concern always was, these people, they get enthusiastic at the event, but do they go home and really implement? Do they really see their business improve over time? And my fear always was they didn't. Well, as these membership sites evolved and technology evolved, it became very doable for me to create a program where I can work with you one-on-one and demonstrate and oversee the implementation of this stuff. And to me, I just love the model. It is just so much more, there's so much, such a higher level of accountability that is brought to the front here. And so I just love it. I just think it's the best thing. And whether, and I'm not just talking about me, I mean I hope everybody enrolls in my program, but this concept of having a team paying attention over time and modifying things and making adjustments and tracking about how these adjustments are affecting their bottom line profits, that's how you build success. You know, that is the key to success. It's you know, and I, you know, I just I'm just so, you know, I'm just so enthusiastic, I guess is the word, about us as small business people having now a way to bring a team together to accomplish these kinds of objectives. And so anyway, this for me has been a profoundly fulfilling experience to have this ability to work with people at this level. You know, it's just,
well,
exciting.
Well, you could do a whole conversation on just finding the right business model. And I think that that's right. One of the key initial questions for people to answer. before they go online, before they get involved with internet marketing, is to find what is their business model, which one do they really want to embrace, find their passion, find their product, and find the business model that's going to work best for them. Ed, you provide so much value. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And for my audience, if you want to connect with Ed Taylor to get more information about his coaching program, we did mention it. It is imgmembers.com. Is that correct, Ed?
Yes,
thank
that's
you again,
right.
Santa Ed Taylor.
Thank you, Penelope. It's been a joy.
And for my audience, Ed's guest bio, along with his links, if you want to get further information and stay in touch with him, are archived both here on fmgradio.com and also on my official site at PenelopeCoxShow.com. Be sure to join me the same time next week. My guest is going to be Shelley Kramer. She's a 20-year marketing strategist, brand builder, voted among the top 10 Twitter influencers, and also recognized by Forbes as one of the top 30 women entrepreneurs to follow on Twitter. And Shelley and I are going to be talking about why it's imperative to incorporate digital marketing into your business plan and the detrimental impact to a business if you don't. It'll be a good conversation. The Penelope Cox Show airs every Thursday evening, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central, right here on fmgradio.com. And remember, invest in your education. Learn from the best.
You've been listening to The Penelope Cox Show, The Educator Connector. All showtimes, guest files, and interviews are archived on Penelope's official site at PenelopeCoxShow.com.